But it depends on conditions, whether it is touching as usual everyday life or the characteristic of hardness just appear. See, usually we touch and even it arises, but it does not appear to sati. So it's different from whenever it arises and it appears to ignorance. When it appears to ignorance, ignorance cannot get the characteristic of hardness at all. It just passes unknowingly all the time. But when sati arises, which is not I who is trying to have it, it appears better or well or whatever, clear or anything different, just very little from usual. And then one knows that it is a characteristic, one unit of samsara arising and falling away, like no hardness. After it, when just touching it, and then no hardness, it appears at this moment and disappears. And when panya or awareness is aware of it, it appears not as just as short as that. Before there can be the higher understanding, at that very moment it arises and falls away. Right there, see? Since the teaching is so true by our consideration, one realizes that no other way but develop the understanding of whatever appears from not understanding into hearing more and more until there is the beginning of awareness, which doesn't turn towards the other thing else, but only that which appears, even just for a moment. A moment here is long moment. When we use the word moment, it's long moment, always long moment. Long enough for a characteristic can appear as that, as hardness or visible object. So the world of understanding begins to develop until it can appear as the world of bright understanding, which we use the word clear comprehension. It's not like world, the world now. It cannot be the same. It's a world of nothing but darkness, and reality appears. So not just for everyone. The teaching is only for those who have accumulation from the past to be conditioned to hear it again. Thinking about people in the Samma Sambuddha, with whose name is Thi Pankarana, the one who, I don't know, aside of what he said, told that the Sumedha will become Samma Sambuddha in future, quite far ahead, eons and eons. But still, people in those days were delighted to know that even they couldn't attain enlightenment in this time of this Buddha, they're still conditioned to be enlightened eons and eons in the future. See, this is the parami, the patience and the truthfulness and resolution. Nothing else but whatever appears. It's so true, because the past has gone and the future hasn't yet come. So this cannot be changed. That is Satyayana, the three realms of the Noble Truth. Satyayana, Kichayana, and Katayana. And while Satyayana is there, that can be conditioned for Kichayana. Naturally, anytime. And it needs more patience to be more patient, to know that no one can do anything, just understand whatever is there. And it's the beginning of understanding the lopa as sila pata pramasa, attached to the wrong practice or wrong idea. So it's all the way of the development of Panya. Panya will develop and develop. Keener, stronger. It can understand all kinds of reality when sati becomes pala. From being sati indriya, pala, power. Yeah. Pala.
I was asking before bala is indriya, and is it before indriya, is it sammapadana?
Sammapadana is not the five indriya. Sammapadana is only virya chetasika. For aspects of virya. But the indriya and pala are the same.
Yeah, okay.
Because from being satindriya and so on, and when panya develops more and more, it is so powerful that it doesn't mind whatever appears. There can be moment of understanding it, instead of trying not to have it. Because panya sees that that is lopa. And the satipatthana, why it's the middle way or middle path, because at that moment there is no attachment. Have other object, or those are not wanting to understand whatever appears. It has to go like this. Because whenever there is attachment, there is dosa, not wanting this object.
On indriya, when we were talking about the translation, because you were saying that you didn't think faculty is very suitable, and we mentioned accomplishment. And
I mean that I don't understand the English word. What does it mean, faculty? Yes.
And Nina was saying that sometimes it's translated as leader, indriya as a leader, but I don't think that's
I think that if we understand the meanings and the characteristics, it's better.
Yes.
Because it can be used by way of faculty or leader or anything.
Yes.
But it depends on one's own understanding.
It really just means that when those factors like sati, panya, sada, virya and samadhi are firm enough and understand directly the reality, then at that point they are indriya.
So I think that it's different levels of wholesome realities. For example, whenever there is wholesome moment, there must be sati. Like now, when there's understanding, there must be sati. But it's not the moment of awareness of reality right now directly. So when it can be moment of being aware of whatever appears directly, that is sati, satindriya.
Yes.
So if you use Pali terms,
yes,
at that level it is satindriya, no matter what word you use.
Yes.
Because if you use this word and the person who does not understand cannot understand. Even you use another word, the person who does not understand cannot understand either.
So you can say it's a type of skillfulness. Mm-hmm. It's skillful.
When it's
a level of skill.
Yeah, and it keeps on. Like pala is more skillful than
yeah, so
that.
It's one of the levels
yeah.
of skillful.
Until it becomes some sampotho, close to
this
moment of enlightenment.
Indriya, which is nama, but there is a
because
rupa
there
indriya
are
as well.
Altogether 22 indriya.
Yeah.
And we talk about the indriya, which is the bodhipakkhiya dhamma only. Not about other indriya.
Yeah. So there are rupa indriyas as well.
But
this we're not in,
yeah,
not,
we're not talking about
in
no.
what we're talking about
yeah.
now.
Because it's only the factors of enlightenment.
Yeah. The five only.
So shall we go now?
When you say wanting to know certain things like the heat, you know, the chili and the heat, is just thinking that it is. Yes, wanting to know.
and in order to have less attachment. See, it's not just following the thinking alone.
Yes, not following the thinking, but it's sometimes, I mean, often by conditions, it is going to happen. And is it?
By conditions.
Right.
How can you stop that? Only right understanding is there.
Right. Is it not important then to understand that by letting the thinking run away, you know, run on with something?
The development of panya only, which can see that it's not a matter of doing, thinking, trying to know, but just to study and understand that which appears. It means that there is less clinging to other things.
To work things out.
Not that particular one which appears.
Right. Nina said that when you had the Thai lunch that the subject of politics came up and you were talking about the lack of metta on
that people don't understand metta, the foreign countries or many countries don't understand metta, they think of themselves.
All trouble.
Yeah,
all trouble.
Trouble.
Not always. Yeah.
Any.
Yeah. 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 Not at the kind of very similar.
This morning we were talking about rupas conditioned by karma, and after the discussion this morning you pointed out that not all rupas of the body are conditioned by karma.
That's right.
And that some are what we call secondary, for example outside nutriment may condition the nutriment which may condition rupas, or
no, it's the nutriment and heat within the karma-produced rupa can condition additional rupas. But in the Visuddhimagga it says those are also considered as produced by karma,
yes,
because they had their ultimate origin from karma.
Right.
But they're not directly produced by karma, but by the nutriment or heat within them,
which conditions
in the first kalapa
conditions further rupas.
Yes.
Like the devas, abode or the place where they live, the deva lives.
Yes.
They don't have to build at all.
Yes.
No architecture.
Because of karma that has conditioned
the utu of the karma.
The utu of the karma.
Yeah. Like the utu can produce such grass and weeds, but the karma condition, the utu conditioned by karma, conditioned that.
Yes. And what I understood, it was because of that chain of further condition that the body doesn't disappear immediately when you die.
Right, because that utu conditioned by karma
continues to produce additional rupas for a certain period of time.
That's why even when you see the corpse it has the resemblance, there are still those rupas indirectly conditioned by karma, even though karma stopped producing rupas.
Yes. And indirectly.
Yes.
Like the rain. Where does it come from?
Like the what?
Rain.
Isn't that?
Where does it come? Where does it come from?
From heat.
I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't know.
We think it from cloud,
but from the ocean.
Yeah, how cloud comes
from the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. Only from temperature.
Temperature. All temperature.
I was from here to there, to there, to there, to there.
We've been in celestial realms and
don't have a memory. No memory.
What does
of the celestial realms?
Last? Future?
Past.
Maybe never been there?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe a good thing I have no memory.
Jan was pointing out why, how, because of good karma, no need for an architect to design one's house when one's reborn in a Deva realm.
It's all designed.
All designed already, like, by karma.
The other being from this being.
Yes, yes.
It's all designed.
Designed by
the karma.
Karma.
Each being. The combination of the karma.
But in this realm, karma doesn't produce directly our houses.
No.
No.
That's pretty clear.
It's a few supportive conditions.
Just produce material for building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever condition we have in this world may result in...
Depending on what realm it is. Even the animal realm, see? They have different appearance, yeah? By their own accumulation and combination of karmas. So you know the word Ayuhana? Ayuhana, yeah.
Like.
What is that?
Like.
Ayuhana. Depatisanticitta.
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, the karma which produces patisanticitta, the first moment of your life. Yeah? Accumulation of all deeds that can bring about result in this life.
But Ayuhana only refer to the accumulation of karma that produces patisanticitta,
which brings not just one karma, but all other karmas which can produce result in this life.
Only that is
Ayuhana. Means
so very specific.
The karma which condition patisanticitta.
And
the citta which produce patisanta can be mahavipaka, with or without panya, and other accumulation. The accumulated kilesa, kusala, and karma as well.
All the other karma which can also bring results at
in
that
this
time
life.
Or in the life.
And also patisanda, and also bhavanga, which follows until that.
Exactly the same, because bhavanga is the same kind, same type of citta, of patisanti citta. When patisanti citta is a kusala vipaka, bhavanga cannot be kusala. It has to be exactly the same, produced by the same karma too.
By
the karma which produced the patisanticitta.
Ayuhana?
We don't talk about Ayuhana then, because Ayuhana indicates all
karma.
The karmas which can produce result in this life. Okay. So the citta which produces the patisanticitta collects all the karmas which can produce result in this life. The other karma is left because it's there, but it cannot produce result in this life. Like dog and cat, they might have many very strong kusala, but it's not time for them as dog and cat to have such result like human beings. Can dog and cat do anything like me? No ability.
Did I just hear you say the patisanticitta collects all the kusala?
Patisanticitta is produced by one karma.
Yes.
But each citta accumulates all kusala and karma to produce vipaka, right?
Yes.
So it depends on patisanticitta. When it's a kusala vipaka, as much as it can produce result, it's only the collection of such kusala for that life, because even dog and cat can have different vipaka, depending on the owner, see? Like human being, like all being.
And two dogs, animals can have kusala karma in their lifetime?
Why not? Killing.
I mean kusala.
Kusala. Yes, it depends. It depends. Very rare, but it depends.
but they can do make akusala kama, akusala, yes.
Can they make kusala?
Perform kusala, yes,
help
helping dogs.
They can help each other.
Yes.
They can give food sometimes.
Right, I think to seeing puppies. Dogs.
Yeah, right.
Assistance dogs, yeah.
But killing without any...
But the pawanga has to be akusala.
When the patisanticitta is the result of akusala, it is akusala vipaka of that particular kama which produces it. And that kama also produces pawanga too, the same kama, same type of citta. Like a dog is born, dog dies, not dog is born and cat dies. So the pawanga continue on to be that being until the end.
But can be, dog killing or another animal killing, is it kamapata?
What citta is there?
Maybe it's just...
Without shape and form of dog.
Maybe there is no intention to kill because...
Intention arises with each citta.
But maybe it's just to feed himself, not to kill the animal.
Even so,
that's intention.
No, excuse. So people can kill for
people,
food,
yeah, for sure.
If you think like that.
Mm-hmm. No, because...
no shed, no farm.
But if I want, when people kill, they have the intention to kill.
Well, actually, in the States, many people who hunt justify their hunting that way and say it's not bad because I eat everything I kill. So
they still want to kill the.
Yeah, they still, but
yeah, they have the intention to kill.
Yes.
But an animal might not have the intention to kill.
Why not? They have.
Well, they
don't
have. Chetana, yeah. But,
they have concept of life.
But do they see people? Do they see people
Why
like
not?
We do?
Why not?
Yeah, they see.
They don't see me as the.
But as a person, as
something. They cannot know
they
what
know
word.
We're living
yeah.
being.
Yeah.
But they. Yeah, yeah.
When
okay.
you see an animal trying to kill another one, it's very clear that it's.
They know it's
they
living
know.
Being.
Yeah.
Maybe
they want that. They're trying to make
Maybe
the other.
Just, playing
they're
golden.
Trying to kill the other.
So we go there.
And they're happy when the other one is killed.